Ervin Peg Zayin Mishnah Beis. We're continuing our discussion of a koisel that's between two chatzeres. Mishnah starts koisel shubein shtei chatzeres, which is gavoya asoro. It's a regular mechitza, and despite the fact that there's a mechitza between the two of them, there are certain cases in which you'd be allowed to carry from one to the other, and there are certain cases which you wouldn't. What we had in the previous Mishnah is that there are cases where you could be ma'ariv the two of them together. And there are cases where you can't be married, the two of them together. Depends if there's a chaloin between. Now, if there's no chaloin, then what's the halacha? The halacha is that each chotzer is also to carry to the next chotzer. Theoretically, midaraisa, throwing something over the wall from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid is perfectly fine. There's no din hoitzom Rishus HaYachid l'Rishus HaYachid. The din of Eruv HaChatzeris asks going from one Rishus to another, one chotzer to another chotzer is a that being said, the Mishnah here adds another detail. The wall itself has a thickness of arba tvokim. Now, the truth of the matter is that hilchos mechitzos, there is no limit to how thick or thin a wall could be. If a wall is a string, it's all between two rishuyos. The rochav arba over here is not a tnai in there being a mechitza. The reason why the Mishnah says Rochav Arba is for the next case. But the first case that the Mishnah introduces is very poshut. Ma'arvin shnayim, vein ma'arvin echod. If there's a wall between and there's no chaloim, so then fashtetzach, you can't be ma'arv the two of them together because they're completely separated zemizeh. There's no chaloim, there's no pesach between the two of them. Memelo, each one needs a separate eruv. That part is poshut. Here's the catch. If on the top of the wall there are peiros sitting there from before Shabbos, who do the peiros belong to? Nishkanaf kemina. We're talking about two people don't mind shearing. The question is whether they're allowed to. What's the problem? The problem is that if the wall is to a thickness of arba tvachim, it's considered somewhat of a rishus bifnei atzmoi. And the shayla is it shaykh to this chaser, the shaykh to that chaser, is it its own rishus? So let's see what the Mishnah says. Elu oilin mikan va'oichlin. Each party on the right side of the mechitza and the left side of the mechitza are allowed to climb up to the top, and they're allowed to eat on top. They're allowed to eat on top. Ubovad shelo yeridu lamato. Neither one is allowed to take down to his chaser. Why? Because since the mokim is a mokim that's our bo. It's keveya shem mokim la'atzma. You're not allowed to take it down to the chotzer. You're taking it down from a mokim, which is a mokim bifnei atzma, and it's not ma'uruf with the chotzer over here. You're not allowed to. What'll be if the wall, the thickness of the wall, is less than arba tvachim? Then the halacha is that it has a din of a mokim p'tur. We've learned before on Shabbos, we've had the beginning of Erevin, that if you have a mokim which is a height of asorah, but the space on top of it is less than Dal Tvachim. It has a din, not a Rishus Arab, not a Rishus Ayochit. It's not a Rishus. What is it? It's a Mokim Ptur. A Mokim Ptur is bottled to the two sides that surround it. The pairs that are on top are not outside this Chotzer, not outside that Chotzer. The Mokim Ptur could be considered a Nigrar to this side, that side. Either one can take it down. Obviously, once you take it down to this side, l'chayr, you should be allowed to carry it over to the other side. But from the top to the bottom, that you'd be allowed to do. Here it's important to point out something. The Rav mentions it briefly. It's a whole inyan which, Bez Hashem, we have to learn about bi'yun in the ninth perek. And that is, we paskin, it's a whole discussion over there, without getting into a lot of the details, we paskin that the isser of carrying, let's say, like we're discussing, from one chotzer to another, or let's say from the top of a roof down to the chotzer, there's no isser carrying from chotzer to chotzer. If you have two neighbors, they're separated by a fence, and one neighbor has in his chotzer, remember, the chotzer was a place where they had cooking utensils, and he has over there something, a ladle for soup, that he's taking out of the oven that's in his chotzer, he's allowed to pass the ladle over the wall if his neighbor needs a ladle. Why? The shita is over there, it's from the Tanna Reb Shimon, is that kelim that had shvisa in the chotzer, this is something we've never met up before, that kelim have shvisa not only to a location, but also to the nature of the place where they have shvisa. If a kli was what we'll call, without getting into the details, klei ha-chotzer, there's no iser to carry to another chotzer. A chotzer to a chotzer, there's no tiltul. The iser, remember, of the gzera of Shlaim HaMelech is to carry from one place to another type of place. Carrying from a bayis, which is more Rishus HaYochidik, carrying out to a chotzer, which has a certain similarity to Rishus HaRam, that's a problem. Carrying from the chotzer to the bayis also is a problem. But carrying from one chotzer to another, what's the problem? They're exactly the same Rishus. And the place is surrounded by a mechitza, so we have the old klal of Kula Kedalat Amis. Mamish, no problem. The problem is only carrying from the top of the wall down to the chotzer into the bayis. Since this Mokim Ptur is like a chotzer, it's bottle kilu, toffel to the two chatzeres that are bordering it, carrying from the top of the wall something into the bayis is a problem. So the Rav says in two words, Bovat shelo yiril lamata l'diyurin bebatim, avo b'chotzer shari. He doesn't explain, but that's the Hezbar adverb, because we're going l'alocha the way we pass like Reb Shimon. Of course, we'll see over there what the parameters of this of that discussion is. I mentioned before, now the carrying from the wall down to the chotzer is not a problem because the wall is bottle, because it's a mokum tour. That's lav dafka. If the wall would be more than dalid, so then like the Mishnah says over here, buvad shelo yiridu lamato, you're also not allowed to be carried down. The kavona is to carry to the bottom. Why? Because even though the top of the wall is a rishus bifnei atzmoi, but it's not a rishus hayochidik, it's a gag. Gag, this is a separate discussion over there, also Tali and Tanoim, and also without getting into the whole discussion, but the Psak Halacha is that a gag is not considered a Rishus HaYochid proper, even if it's surrounded by Mechitzis. The roof of a normal house has the sides of the roof going Ad L'Rakia, with the process of good. They go up, the top of the roof of a house is Rishus HaYochid. But since it's not miyuchid l'diyurim, it's not a private space, it doesn't have in Hilchus Eruv Chatzeres the full brunt of being a Rishus HaYochid to aser carrying to a chotzer. It's not really a mamish or mokum yuchid for one person. Therefore, carrying from a gag to a chotzer, from a chotzer to a gag is fine. The problem is only carrying from the gag down into the chotzer, into the bayis, like we just explained. So that's what the Rav says, the issue is carrying the peres l'diyurim bebatim. Now the Mishnah continues with something else that we know also. Nifratz ha-kois l'adas ha-amois. If there's a breach in the wall, until it's asar amos wide, so it's considered a Pesach, not a Pesach. This is the Poshet Dinim that we learned in the first parak of Erevin. Ma'arvin shnayim, the wall is considered closed, but there's a chaloin. The breach in the wall, the chaloin doesn't have to be there by design. It could be that there's a breach in the wall. So some of the wall fell out. Ma'arvin shnayim. It's a Pesach between the two. We just learned the first mission that you could go either way. Yoisim mikan, if the Pesach, or now the Pirtza, is more than Asara, it can't be considered a Pesach. It's now a Pirtza. It breaks the wall. Now what you have is wide open Rishus. Oy bazoy, the Aloch is ma'avin echod ve'im ma'avin shnayim. Just want to add one more word of clarification. Well, we explained before that if the top of the wall, which is Dalit, is a mokum bifnei atzmoi. So you're not allowed to carry down to the chotzer, which we explained to mean la locha l'maisa, not that you're not allowed to carry down to the chotzer. A chotzer to a gag, a rishuyas that you're allowed to carry zelazer. You're not allowed to carry the payas from the gag to the chotzer into the bayis. That's the problem. Or from the bayis up to the top of the wall. Either way is a problem. However, if the wall is less than Dalit, l'cha'oira, we should say since it's a mokum p'tur, it's bottled to the two chatzeros, and then it has the status of a chotzer, and weiter, you'd be allowed to carry it down to the chotzer, but you wouldn't be allowed to carry it from the bayis to the top of the wall. Lemaisa, that's not the din. The Gemara is medayik that ubovat shelo yirid l'mata, which is going on carrying to the house, is only true if it's dalet wide. If it's not dalet wide, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's mutter because since Lemaisa, it was in a no man's land, it was in a non-rishus, in a mokum p'tur, so it doesn't have a status as being klei chotzer. Again, the problem is carrying klei bayis to klei chotzer to klei bayis, or klei chotzer to a different chotzer. But carrying kelim of a mokum p'tur, if the apple was sitting on top of the wall, the beginning of Shabbos, It's clay. Malkum Patur. You're allowed to carry it to the house. You're allowed to carry it down to the chutz. You're also allowed to carry it to the house. It's not a problem. But L'cho'oira, you're not allowed to carry from the bayis. You have an apple in your fridge and you want to sit in a comfortable place and you want to eat the apple. Carry the apple out from your house, go through the chotzer. The bayis and the chotzer you made in Eruv. So you're allowed to carry out from the bayis to the chotzer. Then you want to go up to the top of the wall, which is the Mokum Patur. That's you're allowed to do also. Even though the Mokum Patur is meshach shaychi to your next door neighbor as much as it's shaych to you. What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to pass it over the wall. Das heißt, even though a person's allowed to carry from a Mokum Patur to Rishus HaRabim, or a Mokum Patur to Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to, there's a Gzeri Dirabonon, it's called Chalifin, similar to an exchange of two items in Kinyonim. Over here you have an exchange of places. Pick up a Chayfetz in Rishus HaYochid, put it down in the Mokum Patur, and then that'll kasher you ois, that you could then take it from the Mokum Patur to Rishus HaRabim, because both parts of that Maisa are Mutter. You're not allowed to do one as a hemshich to the other. Why? Because then what you're pretty close to carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to do that even with a break in the action in between. That being said, l'maisa, it's not so poshut. Maybe that gzeira of osi lachlufe is only Rishus HaRabim, Mokum Patur, Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid, Mokum Patur, Rishus HaRabim. What about Chatzei Rois, which is also Rishus Derabonon? It's only Shleim HaMelech Dik Rishuyos. Maybe there's no Gzeres Chalipin, so maybe it should be Mutter to carry from the Bayis to the Chotzer to the Mokum Patur, put it down, and then carry over the rest of the tray from the Mokum Patur to the other Chotzer into Yenis Bayis. Maybe that should be okay. L'maisa, whether yes or not, whether there's Chalipin, Gzeres Chilufin, even on a Rishus Derabonon, is a subject of a Machloikis Rishoinim, brought in the Poskim and Simshin Mem Vov. The Ramon Shin Ayin Bey says Ubavacha Loyachlifu on this case. But whether that's according to all the Poskim is brought in Shin Mem Vov, the Lamaisa Tzimachlek Sushain, Ayin Shah. Mishneh Gimel. Over here in Mishneh Gimel, we have a similar halacha. We have two places that are divided by something which is a little bit iffy, whether it's considered a divider between the two Rishuyas. In the first case, in the first Mishnah, in Mishnah Beis, we had a thin wall. Now we have a charitz. A charitz, we have a ditch. Sheben shtei chatzeros, we have two pieces of land. In between them, there's a deep ditch. Omok asor v'roch of arba. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. The charitz goes down. The depth of asor and the width of arba creates a mechitza. That mechitza divides that, even though theoretically you could see over one to the other, you could see from one place to the other. It's not considered a Pesach. It's considered a complete dividing wall you see in the lomdas of Hilchas Mechitzos. The mokum that goes into the ground is Oila Adla Rakia, and it creates a complete separation, demarcation between the two Rishuyas. Now, in the first Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, the Roch of Arba was only in the Nafkimino, the Gabi whether it has a Shem V'mokum Patur or a Chotzer, or a Gag, the Gabi carrying Peris. Over here, the Roch of Arba is Li'ikuvo. Why is that? So the Gemara explains that if you have a ditch that's very thin, you have a hole that goes down in the ground. The hole in the ground doesn't create a mechitza. You step over a hole. At what point is it no longer a hole in the ground and it's a ditch which separates, which makes literally a line, a mechitza, between those two places? If it's a roch of arba, and again, the shir arba tvachim is a shir of a mokoim, there's a ganze mokoim in between, and that mokoim is oilad lorakia. That creates a mechitza. Without that, it's absolutely nothing. There's no mechitza there. So it's only if a omek asor v'roch of arba, then the halacha is that it's two places. Oibazoi ma'avin shnayim ve'im ma'avin echod. The Mishnah now adds another chiddush, which we haven't met up with. What happens if you would fill that hole up? That's going to be the subject now. Steht in the Mishnah, afilu mole kash oitevin. Let's say that hole of roch of arba, v'omek asoro, is in the middle of a big chotzer, right? We're talking about a chotzer surrounded by a wall. And now, there are many people using that chotzer. They dug a deep ditch, and they used it for storage. They didn't have refrigerators. Where they store things? They dug a cellar in the ground, and they filled it up with Kasha Tevin, which Lechor is, generally speaking, is Michael Behemoth. They filled it up with that. Even if you fill it up with that, since the stomius is that you're going to take out the kasher tevin and you're going to use it, so then the halacha is we don't look at that as completely filled up and now it's flat land. We look at it that there's still a charitz arba, kovoya asoro. The kasher tevin is there temporarily, it's not bottle. There's an interesting shali. You can look at the Malacha Shleima. There's two ways to read this word. Afilu mole kasher tevin, where it's there, or afilu mile kasher tevin. You put it in. You put it in a daita dehochi to take away the charitz. You did it be kavona. Afilochi, it's not bottle. What happens if you filled it up? Look at the next line in the Mishnah. Mole ofer oitzroi rois. What happens if it's filled up with ofer oitzroi rois? Ofer oitzroi rois, generally, you didn't put it there to take it out. So you filled it up. Is the pshat's a landfill, and now there's no ditch anymore. So then Ma'arvin Echad is considered one flat piece of land. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. And over there, there's no mechitza whatsoever. Now, what is the nature of this bittel? So the Gemara says, Kasher Tevin, something that's not muktzah. Because Roy L'Maychol Behema. Ofer Yitzroyus is definitely muktzah. So therefore it's veer, and it fills the space up, and you no longer have a ditch there. That's the olive base. What happens if you put in the kasher tevin? Taka, because you wanted to put one mechitza around, you want to be able to use it as one reshus. So where you put it in behedya and you mevatel it over there, that works. This is machlekes Rishonim. It's brought down the poskim. If you have to put it there with kavana, or you have to say, is there enough that kavana believed the stomius is, that's there to remove. It's just a cellar. But the ditch is still there. Do you have to say, Hinni Muchinu Mezum to be soysim this charitz, and now there's no hole in the ground? Or is there enough that he puts in Beliboy? The same Shmuz, by the way, a fascinating parallel, is a sugya in Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah. We have the roof of a Sukkah, the Schach, is Lamala Me'esrim, so it's Posel. So you want to cover the ground with Kash Tevin off at Zroyrois. You want to cover the ground completely in order to... You make a landfill in order to make the distance between the schach and the ground closer. And with that, you might be esrim. Is that called that there's no esrim now? Or it's just temporarily, you're standing on a hayrod, on a pile of kashra tevin. That's called the ground is not esrim. That's called the schach is not lamala me'esrim. The same shmuz, the same discussion, the same chilukim, with little shinuyim, but basically the tzuras hadin is the same.